It's time we talk about where startups come from. Hey there. I'm glad we're watching CNBC together. Don't those Silicon Valley entrepreneurs look awful young? Especially that main one ringing the NASDAQ bell with the spiky hair and the shifty eyes. Interesting, he chose to wear a hooded sweatshirt on the day he became a billionaire. When he talked about dropping out of college because it was slowing him down, did that make him seem cool? Put his net worth aside. Money isn't everything. I'm talking about how a man lives his life. I realize it's awkward discussing these adult matters with your father, but have your buddies asked you to join a startup? Be honest, Dad knows the HTML. Seriously, have you already started a startup in the attic? I see you moved the family computer up there. I want you to know I love you, even if you've experimented with JavaScript or started wooing venture capitalists. I'm just worried. The world of startups is troubling and irresistible. You've probably heard those funny phrases being tossed around at school. Click-through rates, all-hands meetings, UX design, and back-end servers. You and your friends may have talked about changing lives with code. Yacht parties with Ashton Kutcher, IPOs, medieval-themed weddings, Webbies galore. Soon enough, talk turns into action. In the cafeteria, a guy slips you some wireframes to review. Your artsy friend Chloe has some user interface layouts at the ready, and suddenly she's saying stuff like, "What do you think about Jade versus Indigo for the main toolbar?" Well, this exciting concept you had for a smartphone app or a new messaging service, it's gotten a bit more involved, hasn't it? And doesn't it feel like it's escalating out of control? Chloe could be saying things you don't quite understand. That she wants to circle back end of day. And have a strategy session. Much as your mind is screaming, "Go for it!" It is definitely not okay to have a strategy session with Chloe. Even if she is standing there looking all cute in front of a dry erase board, reassuring you there are no bad ideas. Good people are especially prone to bad ideas, son. But at an internet startup, right and wrong become murky. One gets caught up in the hoopla, and that seemingly innocent strategy session leads to late-night hackathons. Those become, oh God, launch schedules and tech conferences. Before you know it, bang, you're inside a horribly decorated startup. Razor scootering from one cubicle to another. And there's no turning back. All your jokes become meme-based. Some dreadlocked hacktivist named Rumble will start crashing on your couch. Finally, you'll change your Twitter bio to simply read, "Maker." Which is when I will disown you. My startup rage comes from direct experience. I co-founded Sockets.com. This was pre-bubble, and damned if it wasn't sweet pandemonium. I wrote our tagline, "Your cyberspace mall for anything that plugs into a wall." Our offices rivaled what Google has now. Coconut water ran from the taps. Our initiatives were ambitious. One Earth, one socket. How blind we were. Never once considered evolving our business model. When certain appliances went wireless, we looked the other way. Then one night our servers were shut down. The money had dried up, along with our ideas. All I ask is that before getting involved with any startup, talk to us. Mom and I would never forbid you from following your dreams. Strongly discourage, maybe. One last thing. None of this applies to your sister. After reading Lean In, I want her to take Silicon Valley by storm. Those nerds need all the lady help they can get.
Ron Lynch, everybody.